Good morning. Happy Easter. He is risen. He is risen indeed. My text comes from Matthew 28, 1 through 10. This is the Message translation. After the Sabbath, as the first light of the new week dawned, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to keep vigil at the tomb. Suddenly the earth reeled and rocked under their feet, as God's angel came down from heaven, came right up to where they were standing. He rolled back the stone and then sat on it. Shafts of lightning blazed from him, his garments shining snow white. The guards at the tomb were scared. They were so frightened that they couldn't move. The angel spoke to the women, "There's nothing to fear here. I know you're looking for Jesus, the one they nailed to the cross. He is not here. He was raised, just as he said. Come and look at the place where he was placed." On Easter Sunday, I often think of two passages. 1 Corinthians 2:2 that says, "I affirm nothing but Christ and him crucified." And Philippians 3:10 that says, "I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection." You see, Christ and him crucified and the power of his resurrection go together. We know from Colossians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15, that Christ, when he died on the cross, blotted out our sin. We're told that we were made clean before God through the forgiveness of God for what Christ did for us on the cross and his raising from the dead, and that now we are risen with Christ. And it's a mystery how we can experience the forgiveness of God and the resurrection of Christ. But when I think of the power of the resurrection, I love the analogy of the little tiny plant that's growing out of the side of a huge granite rock. And how did that little plant come to grow out of rock, out of granite? It's because the power of life is stronger than anything. And the power of the resurrection is the most powerful force there is. Jesus in John 10:10 says, "I come to give you life and life more abundantly." So that verse in Philippians that says, "I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection," goes on to say, "in the fellowship of his sufferings." I know that the power of his resurrection is flowing through me when my focus is on what God focuses on. And what God focuses on is others. General William Booth, the founder of Salvation Army, once sent a telegram to all of his officers around the world, and it was one word. It was the word others. I know that when my focus becomes the focus of others and sharing the love of Jesus Christ for others, that I'm experiencing the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. Because for me to focus on others means I have to get the focus off myself. And that often means I need to die to myself and my self-will and meeting just my needs. I need to look out for the needs of others. And that's how the gospel challenges me, is to let that kind of love flow through me, the power of his resurrection. I have a friend who shared on Facebook about a man who was harassing him and defaming him. And this really disturbed my friend. But he prayed about it, and after he prayed about it, he realized that the answer was to focus on others. And so every time this man said something derogatory about him, he started doing something kind for somebody else. And he finally told this man, I'm going to just keep loving and loving others. So the more you say these things about me, the more I will do this. But I want you to know, I don't know what I did to offend you. And I would really like it if we could make amends. I love knowing this story about my friend because he has the power of his resurrection flowing through him. And I pray that God will help me to focus on others this Easter. This is a very hard time for others. And this is a time where we do see others being cared for. And I thank God that we do have that happening. But I know it could happen more. And I pray that the power of his resurrection will flow through you and me in an even mightier way than it has been. And that in the coming year, we will truly know that the power of his resurrection has been unleashed in a new way. Happy Easter. Since